Hi and welcome to Let's Talk eBay. My name is Rich Bassini. Today is February 9th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. Before I get started, I'd like to just start off by saying this podcast is being created with Anchor. And if you guys want to have your own free podcast like me, you can go to Anchor. The URL is https://anchor, ANCHOR.FM. Just want to talk a few things, just talk a little tonight. It's going on 8:30 p.m. over here. I'm in the East Coast of New York, and just want to share some stuff with you guys. This is episode 6, by the way. my podcast is growing slow but surely, folks. Yes, this is episode 6. And I have to honestly say I do like having I like the idea of having a podcast. Yes, I do. Let me just get a little swig of water here. Anyway, I went to my local thrift store today and very disappointed with my thrift store. There's only two. I'm over here in Long Island, New York, and there's two that I deal with owned by the same owner. And sorry about the grandfather clock back there. I forgot to silence it. It's okay. It's nice to have a little chiming in every now and then. So anyway, I went to my local thrift store and I noticed they came out with this new way of doing business, discounted program they have. And what it is, it's like a color chart scheme. They'll have it. They usually have three colors, but they alternate. The colors alternate. So it'll be 25% off, 50%, and 75%. And they change the colors around. And they'll put, like, today was orange and yellow, and the other one, I think, was green, or for 50%. I think the other one for 25% was blue. And I tell you the truth, I think by them doing that there, they're going to lose business because, all right, now I went late in the evening, but it looked like it was Deadsville. I mean, the shelves were, like, bare. I picked up a little Farberware pot. I didn't even take notice. I just picked up and put it in my cart. And then when I was getting ready to check out, you know, I was on my way to the checkout counter and I noticed the pot. It was a six cup pot, electric percolator. And boy, it's a good thing I checked because this company here does not give you any refunds or exchanges. And the pot was cracked. It had a big crack in it. Pieces were missing, like a big piece of plastic was missing. And if I wasn't paying attention, I just bought that thing, I would have got it home. It's like, oh my gosh, this thing is terrible. You know, it's cracked. You can't sell a cracked thing like that. So I just put it back on the shelf. I said, that's it, you know. And I seen another Keurig coffee maker. And I put it down because there was no discounted price on it. You were paying regular price. What I don't like how this thrift store is working, and I think they're going to lose a lot of business by doing it, is they did away with the coupon where you would get 50% off. And what I don't like about what I liked about that is that if I was buying a Keurig coffee maker or Farberware coffee, you know, pot, percolator, whatever, I would get the items half off. And the items that they have that are 75% off are basically clothing. And I'm not really a big clothing purchaser. I don't purchase a lot of clothes. I don't, you know, I have the clothing that you see on my eBay listings is from my daughter. You know, that's her clothing. You know, that's the stuff that you see. There's my daughter's stuff. I'm not saying I'm not going to buy stuff from a thrift store, you know, clothing from a thrift store. Because first, if I do buy it, depending if it's, you know, machine washable, it will be washed before I take, you know, before I take pictures and put it up on eBay. That's just the way it works with me. I mean, you know, when I buy clothing, as long as it's machine washable, I will throw it in my wash machine. I will wash it, dry it, steam clean it, and put it up on the put it in, you know, get it ready for photos and take pictures and put them up on eBay. So all the stuff I have for girls' clothing is all washed and everything. It's all ready to go. But, you know, I feel like telling the managers of the store, I think you guys are going to lose a lot of business. And the reason why I say that is because you get a lot of resellers that go in there, including myself, and I look at the prices of things and I say to myself, I'm not paying full price. People say, yeah, but didn't you just say that you can get them, you can get things for 75? Yeah, but not the electronics. You're not going to get electronic stuff for 75% off. I know. I looked into it. I researched it. I went walking around in there and they were all blue labels. And the blue labels are, you know, with the blue labels, you get 25% off. But in order for me to make a decent profit, I'd rather have 50%. I'd rather have the 75%, but that's very unlikely going to happen. I would like to have, you know, the half off, which is good. But the way the store is doing it now, you know, it's basically all geared. The 75% is usually geared towards clothing. And I don't buy clothing from the thrift store. Not that it's bad. I just don't buy it. So I was a little disappointed in that there. But I just walked in there for maybe an hour and I just walked out. I didn't buy anything. I was going to pick up the coffee pots, the Farberware and the Keurig coffee maker. And I said, nah, I just left it in the cart. I took off. I said, no, I'm not buying them. Excuse me. But anyway, and I tell you, I've been trying to shake this cough for a long time now. I don't know what it is, but I mean, okay. I mean, I have no symptoms of the big C, I call it. The big C, the big COVID. No, I don't have any of that. Thank God, knock on wood. But anyway, so yeah, that was just a little, you know, disappointing in there as far as by going thrifting. I didn't, they had two locations. I only went to the one. I didn't even bother going to the other. I said, what's the sense? You know, I'm going to, same thing. You go from one store to the other. But anyway, so this, yesterday's podcast, not podcast, yesterday's YouTube video, I did the Let's Talk eBay. And I was discussing some of the things in there, some issues I had with, you know, a return. And not really an issue. It's one return I'm getting back. It's for an Xbox 360 controller. And the buyer's returning it, saying it's defective and that it doesn't work. It doesn't, like, the right drift button doesn't work or something like that. And there's no vibration. There's something along that line. So anyway, you know, I got to return that there to the buyer. You know, the buyer's put in for a return. So he's going to, you know, I got to issue him his refund as soon as I get the item. He started this week. Actually, I think he started February 7th. So when that comes back, I got to, you know, issue him his refund. And it stinks because not only did I got to issue him a refund, I got to pay the return shipping. So he's going to get his full $35 back. Plus, you know, he's getting everything, you know, he's getting his full refund. And that's costing me money out of my pocket. So that's a loss on my part. But what can I tell you? And then I'm stuck with the thing because I don't even know if this thing works. If not, I got to test it out. And if it's not, then I got to, you know, discard it because I'm not going to, you know, if it checks out, if I get it tested and it checks out and everything works fine on it, then I'll relist it. But if it don't, then I got to discard it, waste the money. I forget what I paid for it, too. I probably paid top dollar. Well, I mean, when I say top dollar, I mean a day where it was regular price. There was no discount. And that's what stinks about, you know, how this thrift store is doing its pricing. So anyway, along with that there, you know, now with the managed payment service, so they take care of it. They just give you a little notification telling you that, you know, of course, don't issue a refund until you check it out, which we know that's a standard format with them. And the only thing I made my viewers aware of is that the part where they say, if you refund the buyer now, don't expect to get your item back. In other words, they get to keep it. And I told my subscribers, well, the people that follow me, I said, definitely don't follow that part. Get the item back, you know, for the simple reason is if you refund them ahead of time and they get to keep that item, you know, you may be the one, you know, it's a double win for them because first off, they got the item And, you know, they got their full refund and they're keeping the item. You know, suppose it does work. You know what I'm saying? I'm a firm believer in this here. Anytime a buyer, you know, is sending you a back, he's sending it back because you don't want it. I'm talking about the ones like where eBay says, you know, you could refund them now and not, and don't expect to get the item back. Definitely get it back. Definitely get it back. I mean, that's eBay telling you that. The buyer is not stating that. The buyer is not saying, hey, I want a refund and plus I want to keep it. eBay's giving you a heads up that, you know, even though as a seller, you're required to pay them the full amount. Plus, if you offer free shipping, then that's going to come out of your pocket. It's a loss on your part. All I say, folks, is when it comes to that there, I love eBay. I've been with eBay for over 20 years. But don't ever do that unless you don't like the item. Make sure you get it back. Don't refund them early. Make sure you get it back and check it out. And, you know, make sure everything's copacetic, that there's no parts missing from it, depending what it is, you know. I can tell you stories like that there where people will send items out to these buyers and they harvest them. They take parts off them and they pick that thing like they're picking meat off a chicken bone, whatever. And then they send it back to you and the thing's missing, you know, parts and stuff like that. That happens on occasion. I haven't had it happen to me, thank God. But I heard stories like that on YouTube from creators, YouTube creators, but they're also sellers, eBay sellers, and they were telling their war, you know, the stories, and it's horrible. You know, it's like, holy geez, you know, you trust people, and for the most part, the buyers that purchased items from me are good people. They are good people. But when it comes to things of that nature, when it comes to, like, you know, eBay telling you if you refund them early without getting the item back, they can keep it. In other words, eBay's telling them, don't expect to get it returned to you. They're going to keep it. So with all that set aside, always get your item back. You know, always make sure you get it back because, you know, there may not be nothing wrong with it. It could just, you know, it could be a buyer remorse thing, whatever, or who knows? I don't know. But always make sure you get it back. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and which is driving me crazy, I did it. I talked about it in yesterday's video. Buyers, by them not reading the descriptions, can cost you sales. It's true, folks. I had buyers that don't read the description 100%, and the story I want to tell you, it happened. This is the fourth time it happened. It is for an Olivia 32-inch flat screen TV. I had it on eBay. They took it off because, well, the reason why it's off is because the person made a purchase of it. And it's for a local pickup in New York. This person lives in Ohio. This is the fourth time I went through this. With selling this TV, I should just donate to a thrift store and get rid of it. It's for a local pickup. And yet I went through this four times. It's in the description. Not in the title, but I put in the item specifics. This is for a local pickup in New York only. and yet people still have the nerve to ask if they'll make the purchase. First one was in California, one was in Pennsylvania, another one was in Florida. Now this guy here, he's in Ohio. So I messaged the buyer, and eBay would prefer that the buyer cancel the order out. And I messaged the buyer, and the buyer never got back to me. So I got on the phone. You know, I had eBay call you back because they have that thing called they can call you back. And when the tech called me back, they asked me, how can I help you? And I explained the situation. And she told me that I was, you know, it was okay for me to cancel the order. And I said, wait a minute. I said, I was told once before that if I cancel the order, it'll affect my seller performance. She said, no, this, don't worry, it won't. So I go, okay. I said, I'm taking your word for it. I said, I want to cancel the order out. So I know how to do it. But I wanted to get like a refresher course. I wanted to go through it with her. I wanted the I wanted the teammate, well, the customer service rep from eBay, to walk me through it again. And what had happened was, in that situation, because it is for a local pickup and the person is out of state, she said, just put on there when it says, you know, she goes, she walked me through the menu, the steps, and she said, go to the cancel order part. And when you get to the cancel order part, and when eBay says, why do you want to cancel this order? She said, just put on there, something is wrong with the buyer's address. I said, are you sure? Am I not going to get any, you know, am I not going to get any dings on my seller performance? She goes, no, you're going to be fine. I said, okay, I take your word for it. I'm trusting you. You work at eBay. I said, I trust you. So lo and behold, I did that. And, you know, everything seems good. I didn't get any notifications from eBay saying that, you know, because of what I did was going to affect my score, right? You know, my seller performance. So, I mean, I trust her. I believe her. And I just wanted to clarify it. You know, I wanted to make sure. So far, knock on wood, I did not get any notifications from eBay, you know, saying that my account has been, you know, has a strike against it or a defect. So anyway, then the whole rigmarole, I had to go through the whole rigmarole with PayPal and eBay because I wanted to refund this buyer. And he made the purchase when I was signed up with PayPal, which I still have an active account, but eBay is compelling all the sellers, and I think everybody in general, to go on to their managed payment. So now I am with eBay's managed payment service. And the way that works is it's not like when the funds would go to PayPal, you know, that you could just say you could draw off it. Now what happens is PayPal now, they hold the funds until, you know, the issue is resolved. So in order for me to get that money, I have to make sure that the buyer is satisfied, he gets his full refund, and then and only then will eBay, you know, allow me to relist it, because it says, you know, I cannot relist that item unless this thing is paid for. So I said, okay, you know, it's okay. But I got to say one thing, all honesty, with the eBay managed payment, I only been on it for maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was. And so far, I have to honestly say, I do like the managed payment service. And I'll be honest with you, for the simple reason is, when I was reading up on it, it said it would take 3 to 4 days to process it, right, before it hits your account. And it's been working with 1 day processing. Seriously. In other words, if I made a sale today, which is February 9th, 2021, the next day on February 10th, 2021, the funds would be in there. Now, I don't know if you guys had the same, you know, if you're an eBay seller and, you know, if you're experiencing the same thing. But that's the way it's been working for me. Every time a person makes a buy with the new managed payment service, the money goes out the next day. So I have to give kudos to eBay. I mean, I really do appreciate them taking the time and the initiative to get that out there. Very helpful. So as far as managed payments, I really don't have any discrepancies with them right now, but we'll see as time goes on. There was something else I wanted to talk to you guys about. Oh, yeah, about the taxes too. You know, I'm not a tax consultant. I'm not a CPA. I only go by what I read. eBay has a page in there, a web page for tax information in case you guys want to read up more on it. And basically what they go over the tax information with you guys, especially as sellers and stuff like that, which I am. Basically, I'm a seller. I don't buy much. I'm a seller. And, you know, they'll go over that there, you know, talking about the taxes, about collecting and so on and so forth. What I wanted to highlight, though, really bring out to people's attention is there is a part in that tax paper, that tax form. Matter of fact, let me just go into it. So let me say, I don't have too much time here, folks. Let me just go into it really quick here, and I'll read a little into it. Tax information for eBay. Just doing a Google search on it. eBay sellers, yeah, there you go. I got to go into that one now. Okay. Well, here's the thing. I only got like 9 or 10 minutes left. Here's the thing. I print that transaction details from PayPal. Now, I don't think it's the same, you know, eBay's PayPal. No. Well, eBay's transaction details opposed to PayPal. I think I like PayPal's a little better because it's a little more informative. But anyway, I'm looking at a transaction detail from a sale I made the other day. Well, actually, this was in January 26, 2021. And it says over here on the transaction detail sheet, tax collected by eBay. eBay collects the tax, okay? I had a buyer that wanted to return something, and he wanted his full amount. And I refunded him, but it was minus the tax. And that has nothing to do with me. So he goes to me, this was a while back, he goes, what happened to my, you know, where's my tax from the item I paid? I go, I don't have that. I go, that's going to come separate. eBay will reimburse you that there. I don't have nothing to do with the taxes, okay? eBay takes care of that on their end, you know? So anyway, he was upset, but he's like, what happened to my, you know, I paid taxes. I said, you know, I messaged him back, you know, I told him that there. It says it right over here in a transaction details sheet. Tax collected by eBay. They take care of the taxes. And they do refund the buyer. The buyer will get his money back, believe me. You know, that's just the way eBay works. Anyway, so let me read a little over here. Let me get to this part here really quick. Let me see something here. I know the time is running. I'm looking at the timer over for a podcast. I only get a half hour podcast. Okay, I'm just going to read over here. You could go, if you type in tax information for eBay sellers, do a Google search on it. It'll bring you to the page. It'll say tax information. I'm only going over the one that says internet sales tax in the United States. Because like I said, time is running short. It goes on to say, if you sell to buyers in the U.S., some jurisdictions may require you to collect applicable internet sales tax on your transactions. As of January 1st, 2021, a total of 44 jurisdictions require collection of sales tax. In such cases, eBay collects and remits internet sales tax on your behalf. Let me repeat that again. eBay, it says over here, and so, all right, let me just read that part again. It says, if you sell on eBay, if you sell to buyers in the U.S., some jurisdictions may require you to collect applicable internet sales tax on your transactions. As of January 1st, 2021, a total of 44 jurisdictions require the collection of sales tax, right? In such cases, eBay collects and remits internet sales tax on your behalf, okay? And in regards to the 1099 form, which they give out, because just I want to talk, like I said, about tax time, it goes on to say here, just in case you guys want to know, if you sold at least $20,000 in gross merchandise value and exceeded 200 transactions for goods and services on eBay this year, you will be receiving a tax form 1099-K for all your 2019 sales. Well, this is what they have. I guess they got to update that. For your 2019 sales transactions, including relevant internet sales tax. Okay? So if you guys out there had made $20,000, you are going to receive from eBay a tax form 1099-K. That's what you're going to be getting. Okay? There's all the information here. I don't want to get too much into it, folks. You guys could check it out if you get a chance. It's tax. Like I said, if you go there, it's tax information. And this is on eBay's website, not mine. I'm just repeating what I've read here. If you know, and I have to throw this out there. If you guys are out there who are hitting this podcast, ever hit my YouTube channel, which I hope you would check it out. If you do want to check it out, you just go to YouTube and just type in Richard J. Pacini and it'll bring you to my YouTube channel. On that YouTube channel, I do the reseller news. I do the Let's Talk eBay segment, which I'm now doing a Let's Talk eBay podcast. I'm also a vlogger. So there may be times I'll probably be vlogging about different topics, but it's all business related. It just may not be e-commerce related at that point in time. And what I'm referring to is like I might want to talk about the hardware I use to take my photos or I do my videos, the software I use to create my videos and my website and so on and so forth. You know, I might just do things on the spur of the moment. I might just throw, you know, a video out there. So, you know, if you guys want to know a little more about me, want to know what my YouTube channel is all about, please subscribe to that YouTube channel. Just, you know, check it out. Go to YouTube and in the search box, just put in there Richard J. Pacini and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, you could hear, you know, see my videos and stuff like that. Pretty good. I think they're pretty good. I think I put out pretty good information. But I, you know, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And also, hopefully I got your attention. I do not discuss religion and politics on my YouTube channel, nor do I use profanity. So you won't hear me blipping out the F-bomb all the time. You know, I don't do that there. My YouTube channel, for intense purposes, folks, is to help, inspire, and share. And that's what it's all about. I love helping people and sharing information and inspiring people. You know, I've been on eBay for over 20 years. You know, I'm also a power seller. Not that people say, what's the big deal, a power seller, top-rated seller? No, the power seller part just basically means I met the threshold of X amount of money that I'm supposed to, exceed or meet the threshold. And when you do that there, you become a power seller. So, you know, being top-rated and plus being a power seller is kind of like, yeah, I like it. I like the idea of being a power seller as well. Not that it does anything for you, but you do get some perks, I guess, from it, you know. But anyway, I'm looking at the counter over here. That's the only thing with Anchor. Yeah, you only give you 30 minutes to do a podcast. But you know what? It's good enough because I don't, be honest with you, I don't think a person would want to listen to me for over an hour anyway, unless I had something really, really interesting to talk about. Before I close out this video, I just want to say for those who have been following me on this podcast, I don't know if I do have followers or whatever, but if you are following me on this podcast, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to hear me out on this podcast here. I'm very happy that I signed up with Anchor, and I'm not getting any any kickbacks from it because I don't have any affiliate links with them. The only affiliation I have is that I signed up with them and I'm using their platform to create my podcast. And if you guys are thinking about starting a podcast, you might want to check into Anchor first. Really good. I like the way it works. It goes on to different listening platforms. So if you guys have the opportunity to check it out, please do. And that's basically all I want to tell you guys right now. It's going on 28 minutes here, so I want to try to wrap it up. If you guys get a chance, please check out my YouTube channel. And if you want to, you know, save some money on eBay merchandise, check out my eBay user, listings. I'll give you my user ID for eBay. It is shop-rjpacini-4-great-deals. I had to think about that one. All right. So, check it out if you get a chance. And make reasonable offers. I've been accepting a lot of reasonable offers as long as they are reasonable and not low ball offers. And check it out and see what I have to offer you guys, okay? Make a best offer. You could probably save yourself some money. So that's basically it. This is episode 6. And I just want to say to the people who do follow me, wherever you are in this country, United States, wherever you are in this world, I want to just say thank you for taking the time out of your day to check out my podcast. My name is Rich Pacini, and today is February 9th, 2021. And for you guys out there, if you are sellers on eBay, as I always say in closing, I am wishing you guys all the best in sales. Until the next time, bye-bye for now.